threats to ecology. Ecology is all about living things. Living things can die if their environment is damaged. There are many different types of events that can have a negative impact on freshwater ecology. Natural disasters. Mount Ruapehu is one of the most active volcanoes in the world. If there was a large eruption, the ash and material ejected into the surrounding taupo area could get into local waterways. This material could pollute the rivers and lakes and kill the organisms living in them. Storms and flooding could also affect the quality of local waterways, with large amounts of silt being carried into the rivers and lakes. The silt could make it difficult for water creatures to breathe and hunt for food. Human impacts. Modification of waterways. One of the biggest threats to freshwater ecology around the world is from water being diverted from its natural course for the purpose of irrigation, water supply, and the production of energy. Urbanization. When it rains in urban areas, the rain that runs off buildings and down gutters is called stormwater runoff. Stormwater runoff can carry pollutants, either chemical or natural, silts, back into the local waterways. For this reason, the management of stormwater quality is of great importance for urban development and resource planning. Nitrogen. Over the last 50 years, land and industrial development in the Taupo region has increased the amount of nitrogen in the water. Nitrogen encourages the growth of algae, which makes the water murky. The health of Lake Taupo and its rivers and the future of the trout fishery depends upon clean, clear water. The Lake Taupo Protection Project aims to reduce the amount of nitrogen entering the water by 20% over the next 12 years. Overfishing. Overfishing can take a species out of the food web. The health of a waterway can be measured by how many different types of living things are there. If a species is overfished, this will affect other parts of the food web.